Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Is the following what you heard on Easter Sunday? Jesus is not perceived as having returned to this life. His resurrection was not a resuscitation. Death puts an end to our total existence, body, soul, and everything. I trust you heard nothing of the kind. But that is what the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, proclaims in its seminary textbook on Christian doctrine. Notice they talk about a resurrection, but then say it's not really a resurrection. Foolishness. 1 Corinthians 15 points out that if Jesus is not bodily arisen, we're still in our sin. And all Christianity is a lie. They claim to be Christian Bible teachers, and yet are rejecting both Christ and the Bible. Fools, founded on foolishness. But it's easy to point the finger at others. Which of us has not at times acted like a fool, contrary to our own knowledge? As if Jesus is not arisen, not seeing and ruling all things. One of the things I find so dismaying about my sinful nature is that I can think I'm going the right direction. I'm on the path of the Lord. And the Spirit reveals I have strayed once again onto a highway of sin. A highway which, if not exited, leads onto the freeway of thoughtlessly selfish actions and the tollway of blind impenitence. We may not be the fool who, according to Psalm 14, says in his heart, "There is no God." But that psalm goes on to describe those who deliberately disobey Jesus' word as practicing fools. As if Jesus is not with us, won't see what we're doing, won't really care. What foolishness. And yet how easily we go ahead and do whatever we think is right without considering what Jesus wants me to do. My way, not thy way. But the Holy Spirit warns that such fools founded on foolishness end up being crushed by the cornerstone. What is the cornerstone of Christ? Well, the cornerstone bears up all the weight that is built upon it. Jesus bears up the weight of the guilt of all your sins. He carried it to the cross. He nailed it to the cross, having made the full payment for the sins of the whole world. Who else but our risen God could carry such weight? The cornerstone is dedicated for a glorious purpose. Jesus is dedicated to adorn you with his own glorious holiness and to receive you into the mansions of heaven that are built on that cornerstone. What else has such glory? The cornerstone also determines all the lines and angles of the whole building. Jesus' word is to determine the faith and life of all of his people. Everything we believe, everything we do, every stone that is not in line with that cornerstone is cast out. Thus, verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Have you at times thought, hey, we ought to be less picky about doctrine and more open to other paths? And yet notice that is exactly the path that the ELCA started out on, which has led them to this tollway of destruction. Fools founded on foolishness. The worldly wise shout, but there have to be many paths. Man has to be able to choose his own truth for it to be a true cornerstone for him. And people don't rise from the dead. Where's the proof that Jesus is arisen and ruling? We need the freeway of a humanly rational foundation if we're going to believe anything. For how foolish it is to wait on an unseen Lord. We need the tollway of what we can see with our eyes and do with our hands. Thus the world calls us fools, founded on foolishness. You know, when they called the Apostle Paul such a fool, he embraced it as his glory. I am a fool for Christ, acting contrary to the rebellious pride and the corrupt reasoning of man, dedicating the building of my whole life to the cornerstone of Christ. Christ has also given you and me the infallible evidence. He is arisen. His word is established as infallible divine truth. And he says to us, there is one path, one truth, one cornerstone. Only Jesus can carry away the guilt of your sin. Only Jesus can adorn you with the holiness that is acceptable to God. Only Jesus can line up the decisions, the plans, the lines and angles of your life so that they ever lead to eternal life. Thinking that there is even just one other path that could save is mockingly rejecting what Jesus endured for us. And his rising to establish his people, you, on that one cornerstone. So thank God for every message which is built on the one saving cornerstone. Thank God for every message that holds firmly to the one path of Jesus' word. With the Apostle Paul, embrace it. Yes, I am a fool for Christ. Thy way, not mine, O Lord. Be fools founded on the foolishness that saves, dedicating every stone of the building of your life to align with and on the cornerstone of Christ. The Lord bless you. Amen.